Starts Here by Bill Matthews. Episode 4.
So that's what was causing it.
Three bollards. How can three bollards in the inside lane result in a 5-mile tailback?
Why are they there? It's not as if they're doing anything.
I blame it on the students.
Why don't students steal bollards anymore?
Stop complaining, you two. What does it matter? We'll get there eventually.
It's not as if we even wanted to come to the country this weekend.
Not this again.
We didn't. We had a lovely dinner party to go to at Simon and Jocasta's. But oh no, you had to insist we come.
Just because we have a weekend cottage, it doesn't mean we have to go there every weekend.
Just think of the flowers and the trees and the fields and...
There's something different about you, Felicity, and I'm not sure I like it.
Is there? I don't think so.
Something about your whole manner, your tone of voice, it's almost chirpy. I've got it. Terence, I think she might be happy.
Happy? Are you sure?
Come on, Felicity, why are you so keen to be in Shipcombe Green this weekend? You can tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
You don't need to. A mother always knows.
Is that right?
Of course. It's that Josh, isn't it?
Josh! That's brilliant. Josh!
No, I don't get it.
Where do you want the bagatelle?
What do you think, Norman? Next to the Chavatney table? Or between the computer tennis machine and the indoor quoit?
Oh, I'm not sure. This needs to be thought through.
Too late!
Well, no one was suggesting it go on top of the bar billiards table, Robbie. How's anyone supposed to play?
I wasn't going to leave it there. Where did you get all this old junk from, anyway?
Most of it came from the back of Jacob's stockroom.
It all looks vaguely familiar.
It should do. I sold it to him as a job lot back in 1978. Strange how he never managed to sell any of it.
It does show, though. Wait long enough and some mug will turn up eventually.
Mm. I don't understand why you want all this stuff in the lounge bar. I can't see your usual dry sherry and half a bitter brigade playing with him.
Robbie, trust me, I've boned up on all the latest brewery market research and I know exactly who'll be playing these games.
Oh.
Absolutely no one.
This should finally see off our weekend lounge bar regulars, if we got any left after their humiliation at the quiz last week.
Well, that's all right, because everyone will just go to this new pub restaurant where the shop used to be.
Oh, we better talk about that, haven't we, Christine? Mm. And we've decided we're not in the least bit concerned.
No, as long as it's only the customers, we don't want to go there.
And how are you going to make sure of that?
Norman.
Don't fret. I have a plan.
Yes?
I thought we could worry about it nearer the time.
What about this old doll? Looks like a priceless antique to me.
You won it for me at a fair in 1963.
Did I?
What's that sticking out of the box next to it?
It's that ghastly crystal dolphin we had in the dining room for years. Who hated us enough to give us that hideous monstrosity?
It was my present to you on our 15th wedding anniversary.
When the light catches it, you can see it's beautifully crafted.
Well rescued, Ronald.
Thank you. Can't even tell what these are. Are they valuable?
No, Ronald, they're odour eaters.
Oh.
Oh, you might as well come down now. I'm sure our drawing room furniture alone will be sufficient to bring a look of awe to the faces of the Antiques Forum presenters.
Wasn't everything in there bought off Jacob Breasley?
Exactly. I'm convinced that man doesn't know Regency furniture from neoclassical.
Regency furniture is neoclassical, isn't it?
I believe that was my point, Ronald.
Right. Now, what with this and the 20k finder's fee for putting Ashcourt Vale onto the old village shop, we should be rolling in it soon.
Don't count your chickens, Ronald. Planning permission still has to go before the parish council.
That's true. Who is the chair of the parish council? I forget.
Oh, I believe it's me, isn't it?
Ah, 3 minutes and 34 seconds.
So how does that compare?
It's a personal best, beating 3:27.
I'm not sure that makes it the best.
For me, every kiss is the best.
It's all right, Robbie. You don't have to say things like that all the time. Now, are you ready to go again?
We could just talk for a bit.
Talk?
All right. Smoke and talk.
Why didn't you say so before? then.
So, do you think your parents have guessed?
I hope not, although my mum did ask me if I was going out with Josh.
Josh? Although I bet your mum would prefer you to go out with Josh than someone like me.
My mum? You're joking, aren't you? She's so guardian, Rita. She'd think we were striking a blow for the classless society.
So why didn't you want her to know?
Because then she'd want to become involved, be my friend, for there to be no secrets between me and her, and she'd want to give me advice about the best form of birth control. Oof. Bear it.
Best she doesn't find out then, eh?
Definitely. All I have to do is carry on behaving normally and they won't suspect a thing.
Six seconds? That's a personal worst.
I didn't ask. Have your friends in the village been giving you a hard time about us?
No one's mentioned anything to me.
What a relief.
Although that could be because they're all refusing to speak to me.
Oh, no, Robbie, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to have to choose me over your friends.
Didn't you? Are you sure?
All right, then, I did want you to choose me over your friends. But why should you have to? Is what we're doing so improper?
Not at the moment, but we could soon put that right.
Oh, Terence. Look at all these beautiful things.
Shh. He might hear you.
Good morning! Marina and Terence, isn't it?
Hello again, Jacob.
Still smarting from our defeat in the quiz last weekend?
We haven't dared show our faces in the pub since.
I was hoping I might see you in here soon. Most new inhabitants of Shipcombe Green find their way to my shop eventually.
Remember, keep stumm, don't give anything away.
It's a wonderful place you have here.
Thank you very much.
Marina, how many times have I told you? We're about to negotiate prices with this man. The last thing you should be doing is showing enthusiasm.
Sorry, Terence. Why don't you demonstrate how it's done?
I'd be glad to. Now, is there anything in the strictest confidence that you particularly like?
Yes, Terence. I like that kitchen sideboard.
Leave this to me. Excuse me. Could you tell me a little more about that sideboard, even though we don't really like it?
You did very well to pick this out. It's a fine example of the Georgian style, characterised by its classical simplicity, although I'm sure you detected, too, the influence of the early Egyptians in the slightly curved exterior.
It was the first thing I noticed. He seems to know his stuff all right.
Although it's probably not often he comes across your kind of expertise.
Now we divert him by pretending we're interested in something else. Yes, I'm aware of the significance of the different eras. Oh, for instance, that painting looks like Queen Anne.
It's actually the Duke of Northumberland. Although, now you mention it, I do see a passing resemblance.
So how much is the sideboard?
Brilliantly done, Terence.
Well, it's listed at 1875, but I can let you have it for 1850.
Done.
What about 1800, if we agree to buy this chest of drawers?
Marina, we've just agreed the price.
1800 it is, then.
Oh.
By the way, Jacob... You must be excited about Antiques Forum being filmed in the village.
What did you say?
The television programme.
It's coming to Shipcombe Green?
They're recording at the village hall next Saturday. From what I can gather, half the village will be bringing along something bought in this shop.
Come on, Lawrence.
Time to stop your table football and go home.
Cecilia, we're in the middle of a match. It's Manchester United 3, Manchester United Reserves 4. I haven't even had a go at the Space Invaders yet. Samuel Smiths have been hogging it all lunchtime.
You can finish your football, but then we have to go.
Oh.
It's already 20 minutes after closing time. Oh, hello, Jacob. Bet you're looking forward to the Antiques Forum.
So people keep saying. Excuse me, I just got to talk to Norman.
You're not worried those experts are going to show you up, are you?
Show me up? What makes you say that?
In case you've allowed a few priceless treasures to slip through your hands.
Perhaps I have, yes. Have you seen Norman?
I've decided to take along a little music box I bought off you for 50 quid. I've been practising my reaction. £20,000! I can't believe it! I had no idea!
And what makes you think that's going to happen?
It has in every edition of Antiques Forum I've ever seen. Now, if you'll excuse me... Lawrence, surely you're finished by now.
You're still here. I can't believe it.
Norman, at last, I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble? What about me? This place is chocker. No matter what I do to them, they just keep coming back and back and back. Haven't you people got second homes to go to?
Don't worry, Norman. They'll soon be playing a new kind of game.
What?
Tearing Jacob Breezley limb from limb and using his head as a football.
ball.
Oh, yes, I heard about this antiques forum.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do? What about me? These people
if
just...
If we could just stick to my problem for just a few moments more.
All right, sorry, Jacob. Well, we've got a week. We're bound to have thought of something in that time.
Here, I'll take the bookcase, shall I?
Thank you, Felicity. Just put it down anywhere.
There's a chest of drawers being delivered later.
And a dressing table.
And a wardrobe.
And that's just for your room.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you both very much. Mwah.
Mwah. Oh.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes, why?
There's a kind of glow about you. A redness in the cheeks I've never seen before.
Is there? I haven't noticed.
And I think I know what's been happening.
Nothing, I swear.
Don't give me that. You've been doing housework, haven't you?
Well,
I knew it. Clean plates, cups, cutlery, tops wiped down, floor swept. You've got some explaining to do, young lady.
I wanted to surprise you.
Shock is more the word.
Keep talking.
Well, I didn't think it was fair for you to do everything all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that doesn't cut it, my girl. You haven't lifted a finger in 16 years without being told first. Why start now?
I've no idea what you're making such a fuss about. I'm acting quite normally.
Yes, Felicity, that's what gave it away. Come on. If it's not Josh, who is it?
I've told you, it's nobody.
It's not that boy, is it?
What boy?
What boy?
Perhaps you were just using Josh to make him jealous.
It's not him.
Who isn't it?
I won't have you lie to me.
I'm not lying. Just leave me alone.
I'll find out somehow. You see if I don't.
So, who is this we've been talking about then?
Oh.
I only asked.
I've just had a quick tot-up. With the football showing in one bar and the silly boys' games in the other, these are the best lunchtime take-ins we've ever had.
I know, Christine. It's a disaster.
This letter came for you.
It gets worse.
But what is it?
We've been recommended for the next edition of the Good Beer Guide.
Oh, Norman, I'm so sorry.
They want us to check the copy for accuracy. Unspoilt pub, well-kept beer, no piped music. A haven of peace, away from the usual jukeboxes, slot machines and satellite television.
Well, at least one part was accurate.
What?
This is a pub.
Oh, they're going to send us an anonymous representative in the next few days to look us over. There's not a moment to lose.
Norman, what are you doing?
You lock the jukebox. I'll get rid of the space invaders.
At this rate, the lounge bar will undergo more image changes in a week than Madonna. Norman, you have to decide what it is you want.
How can I when I don't know?
As I see it, it's like this. No matter what we do to them, they keep coming back for more. Are we really going to sit back while Ashcord Vale takes over all our customers?
I thought the idea was to reclaim the bar for Shipcombe Green.
Maybe Jacob's right. Maybe the best way of getting revenge on the people who've taken over our village is to fleece them for all they're worth.
Hello and welcome to the sleepy village of Shipcombe Green, deep in the heart of Berkshire. And welcome is the word. We've been overwhelmed by the hospitality of everyone here. I've rarely seen a happier, more harmonious village, with all the elements of the community united by their love for antiques, by their love for the surrounding countryside, and of course by their love for the village.
That's three bloody villages! Who wrote this tripe?
Sorry, Martin, we just couldn't think of another word for village.
You're all cretins!
Let's go for a walk.
A walk? You mean, leave this outhouse?
Come on.
What if someone sees us?
My mum and dad will be at this antiques thing, along with all the other adults. As for the others...
I'd be proud to be seen out with you.
Good boy.
Next, I would like to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Thorogood to Antiques Forum. Hello.
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 Now, what have you brought along today?
This rocking chair.
Ah, yes, let's have a look.
We believe it's 18th
We believe it's 18th century. However, we bought it from the shop in the village only 8 years ago. The proprietor told us it had been owned by the same family in Shropshire for over 200 years and handed down as an heirloom.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And how do you explain what one might term the knobbly bits?
That, as well as the use of walnut, convinces me that the chair must be English Rococo, masterminded by, if not built by, Thomas Chippendale himself. Its smooth edges and intricate styling are typical of the calibre of work he was producing in his middle period. If I was forced to put a date on it, I'd say 1767.
Would you, Mrs. Thorogood?
Perhaps 1768? I'm afraid I can't be any more precise.
What a shame. However, I have a little surprise for you.
Oh, yes?
You're almost exactly 200 years out.
Oh. No! You mean it dates back as far as the 1560s?
It actually dates back as far as the 1960s.
What?
You can't be serious.
It was built by a young carpenter by the name of Jeff Jones. He originated from a place you may be familiar with, Shipcombe Green.
Local?
He specialised in making cut-price furniture for the people of the surrounding villages, up until about 1975, when he got a better-paid job as a road sweeper in Crewkerne. Incidentally, the knobbly bits can be explained away by the fact that he liked putting on knobbly bits.
How do you know so much about him?
He built just about everything else I've been shown today.
Ronald, we're going.
Wait a minute. What about your rocking chair?
Do you really think we'd want a piece of junk like that?
Jacob! I don't think I've seen you in here before.
Shh, need to lie low for a while.
Oh, this isn't exactly the most private place you could have chosen. That's why it's called the public bar.
Yes, but it would never occur to them to look for me in here.
That's true. There you go.
Thanks. I'm sunk, Norman. Doomed.
The whole village shares the responsibility, Jacob. We sold you all our unwanted old woodworm-riddled clutter in the first place.
It was a system that worked, Norman. All the villagers could buy the brand new stuff they wanted from Furniture Village or wherever, while I saved their discards from the dump and restored them into something presentable, leaving my customers to fill their weekend cottages with investments they believed would be worth 20 times the price at Christie's.
You exploited them by making them think they were exploiting you.
Precisely. And everyone was happy. Until these blasted antiques forum people showed up.
Look at that, Marina. Isn't it beautiful? It's one of the finest examples of its kind I've ever seen. What do you think it might be worth? 100, 200 thou?
How do I know, Terence? It's the outside broadcasts truck. Can we go back in and look at some antiques now?
In a minute. Do you think they'd let me glimpse inside? Look at all those monitors. Oh, there's Felicity with that young chap.
Where?
Camera 4.
Out of the way! Excuse me, can you tell me where camera 4 is right now?
He's doing some establishing shots of the village. Why?
He's just been filming my daughter. I need to find her urgently. Where is that exactly?
This is your village. Don't you recognise it?
Well, we haven't been here very long. Thank you. Come with me, Terence.
Haven't we seen enough antiques for one day?
Don't be so dense, Terence. We're going to look for Felicity.
And how on earth was I supposed to know that?
Now, Mrs. Fife, what have we got here?
It's a music box.
And how much did you pay for it, if you don't mind me asking?
£50.
Mrs. Fife, would it astound you to learn that this little box dates back to the Renaissance and is now worth something in the region of £20,000?
£20,000? I can't believe it. Is it really?
No, it's just a piece of worthless old tat.
Oh.
You didn't by any chance buy it from the shop in the village, did you?
Yes, I did. How did you know?
Oh, just a lucky guess.
By the way, what happened to that sideboard I sold you the other week?
It now takes pride of place in Terence and Marina Cheeseman's kitchen. I expect they all know about Jeff Jones by now.
Jeff Jones?
The carpenter who used to live in the village?
Oh, yes, went to live in Crewkerne. Got run over by a Renault Megane. Still, he died doing what he did best, sweeping roads.
So he's dead?
About a year ago, didn't you know?
Norman!
Oh.
Up
Operation Real Ale.
Right. Action stations. Remember the drill. You switch the satellite channel to Discovery.
And you go and turn off all the machines in the lounge. Yes. And don't forget to put the beer towel over the keg bitter.
What's going on?
Now it's only a question of which bar he goes into.
Good afternoon, sir. Nice weather we're having.
Oh, hello, yes. Can I have a pint of Best, please?
Of course. I haven't seen you round here before. You from up country?
Oh, no, I'm a local, honest. I've lived in Bidnam all my life.
Badnam?
Oh, that's it, Badnam.
220, please. Thank you. How's the beer?
It tastes very well kept.
Oh, glad to hear it.
What are all those games machines doing there? I'd heard somewhere that this pub was a haven of peace away from the usual jukeboxes and slot machines.
Oh, it is, it is. It's just we're hosting a local exhibition into the history of post-war games played in pubs.
I see. So they're never ever played?
No. In fact, we're not allowed to touch them.
Shame. I'd kill for a game of computer tennis.
I can't stand the suspense. Are we going to be in the Good Beer Guide or not?
Oh, I'm sure that won't be a problem. Oh, dear. I'm supposed to be incognito. What gave it away?
I've never met a man with a deeper appreciation for his pint of Best.
And nothing else?
Nothing else. I promise.
How wonderful to be able to breathe fresh air again.
Caught you.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mrs. Cheeseman. Mr. Cheeseman.
Hello, Robbie, isn't it? Nice to see you again. How are your mum and dad?
Terence, this isn't the time.
Right, sorry.
How could you lie to us? How could you tell us there was nobody? Although a nobody might have been a better description.
Hey, that's not fair.
I thought you'd be pleased. Why do you think I didn't tell you?
Felicity, you could do so much better for yourself. I mean, what are his prospects? Is he doing his A-level?
Just listen to yourself. What does it matter? If I'd known you were going to react like this, I promise I would have told you sooner.
Look, love, it's not that I don't want you to be happy. I do. It's
yes,
just...
it is. That's exactly what it is. For the first time in my life, I find someone who makes me happy. And I really thought, stupid me, I really thought you might be happy for me too.
So you're happy, are you?
Yes, I'm happy.
I'm glad I'm happy too.
Then we're both happy.
Yes.
I don't think your mother is.
Well, you've clearly shown you can't be trusted. I'm grounding you until further notice.
Grounding me? Grounding me?
That's right.
You hypocrite. You wouldn't have minded it if it had been Josh, would you? You think you're so liberal. You set yourself apart from all the others, think you're so superior, but when it comes down to it, you're nothing but a snob. Come on, Robbie. Let's go.
Felicity! Where are you going?
Wherever I like.
But I said that
I
you...
I don't accept your authority, Mother. If I'm old enough to get married... then I'm too old to be grounded.
Me? A snob?
And so, we bid a fond farewell and allow Shipcombe Green to return once more to its slumbers, taking with us only our memories and one abandoned rocking chair. For the people of Shipcombe Green, this has been a day of quiet reflection mixed with high emotion as...
Will you morons shut up?
How dare you tell us to shut up? I'm holding you personally responsible.
Me? Yes, you. Why me?
If you hadn't brought your cameras and so-called experts here, I'd still have an 18th century Rococo rocking chair. I should sue you for every penny you've got.
Don't blame me. I don't even like antiques. Give me a nice self-assembly MFI wardrobe any day.
It's pretty clear who is to blame, Mrs. Thorogood. After all, one name has cropped up time and again this afternoon.
Jacob Breasley.
Jacob Breasley.
Anyone seen him?
No. Having brought humiliation and shame upon this village, he might have had the good grace to show his face so that Ronald could crush it.
Me? Oh, yes, of course, in a second.
Perhaps he's in his shop. Come on, let's go.
And so, he bid a fond farewell and allowed Shipcombe Green to return once more to its slumbers.
Right, here we are. Doesn't look like he's in there.
This is it, so let's... shall we do now?
Shouldn't we be smashing in the windows or something? That's what people normally do in these situations, isn't it?
Is there much point? There's nothing in there worth looting.
Well, in that case, we must set fire to the shop. Well, whose job was it to bring the blazing torches?
What blazing torches?
I suppose it's left to me to take the lead once more.
What shall we do, Mrs. Thorogood?
Yes, Lottie, tell us what to do.
We could write a rude note and push it through the letterbox.
I think we were hoping for firmer leadership than that, Mrs. Thorogood.
I'm sorry, but this isn't really my métier. Was anyone here a socialist in their youth?
Were you looking for me, by any chance?
Jacob Breasley, I'm surprised you have the nerve to show up here.
This is my shop, Mrs. Thorogood. Look, I've heard what happened at the Antiques Forum recording, and I can only apologise for having misled you for all these years. I am prepared to buy back anything built by the Shipcombe Green carpenter Jeff Jones for the same money I sold it to you for, plus 10%. I'm sure I'll have plenty of buyers by the time the programme goes out.
What did you say?
I hadn't seen Jeff Jones in over 20 years, and then about a year ago, his widow came to see me.
Widow?
Saying that Jeff had died in the direst poverty. His genius unrecognized in his lifetime by the snobbish elite.
It is a genius.
His only comfort near the end was that in Shipcombe Green, at least, his work lived on. That it was only visionaries like you people gathered here who saw it for what it was. Craftsmanship as brilliant as anything seen in Britain for over 200 years. His last hope, as he struggled to take his final gasps of air, was that through his death, like Van Gogh before him, he might find the renown that passed him by in life. And now it looks as though his dying wish has come true. Antiques Forum will at last give Jeff Jones and his work the national and international coverage his genius deserved. So, as I say, if any of you want to sell anything back to me...
Mr. Breasley, I do believe you're trying to con us, aren't you?
Con you?
Trying to trick us into selling you our Jeff Joneses for knockdown prices.
I wouldn't sell my Jeff Jones in a million years.
Well, we should wait 10 years at least.
Yes.
As you wish.
But don't just stand there, Ronald. Run back and get that rocking chair before anyone else gets their hands on it.
Right.
Jacob, one more thing.
Yes?
My music box, is that...
Worthless tat, I'm afraid.
Oh.
In episode 4 of The Weekend Starts Here, Diana Hardcastle played Marina, Philip Bretherton, Terence, Gillian Barge, Mrs. Thorogood, Rupert Vansittart, Mr. Thorogood, Susan Brown, Christine Harwood, and Gavin Muir, Norman Harwood. Gemma Saunders was Felicity, and Tim Trelaw was Robbie. Lawrence Fife was played by Tom Marshall, Cecilia Fife by Elizabeth Bell, and the TV producer by Tom George. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was by Terry Davis, and episode 4 of The Weekend Starts Here was written by Bill Matthews, the director was Paul Miller.